Hello, I'm Jonathan Mast. Welcome to today's Sedgwick podcast. My guest today is Andrea Buell, Vice President, Integrated Medical Program for Sedgwick. Andrea, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Jonathan. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we are going to talk about a really exciting new product or program for Sedgwick, and specifically it's the new strategic clinical model, and we're looking at the behavioral health aspect of this. And Andrea, I thought maybe you could give our listeners a brief overview of the program and specifically the behavioral health aspect to kind of get them acquainted with what we were talking about.
Absolutely. Well, I'm real excited to talk about this new strategic clinical model. What we're doing is really revolutionary, I believe, in case management. And it really starts with identifying the right claims, those claims that we predict are going to be expensive. So those are the claims that we're deploying case management services on. With this new model, it's a little unique in the way that we use an interdisciplinary team of clinicians to help mitigate losses and improve return-to-work outcomes. So really, there are several key players that we use with this new model. We use a triage nurse navigator who is the first point of entry once a claim has been determined to be expensive using our predictive modeling rules. And that triage nurse navigator really is the gatekeeper to determine what's going on with the claim and what resources to deploy. The triage nurse navigator can then bring in the help of the behavioral health specialist, which we'll talk about a little bit in more detail. Also, the telephonic nurse case manager and return to work specialist. And all of these clinicians really work together on the file, along with field case management if needed, to ensure that the best medical care is being provided and to break down any barriers that might be existing in regards to return to work. And what we see with this collaborative approach is reduced lost days and medical care that progresses more quickly and as a result, lower claim costs overall.
So, Andrea, I'm guessing that you probably have an example that you could give our listeners, which would probably, you know, give us a deeper understanding of where this has been done and then the results and the outcome. Can you share that with us?
Absolutely. I'd like to talk a little bit about how behavioral health is impacting files and impacting claims and the role that this person has in getting injured workers back on the job site and staying at work. One of the reasons why we feel like behavioral health is so important in the management of workers' comp claims is that we know that approximately a quarter of all Americans have a psychosocial or mental condition and are even more prevalent than that. We know through studies that have been published that when these issues are present, they can delay healing and impact return to work. And so that's really the main reason we developed the role of behavioral health. I have an example that I saw on a client that is using our behavioral health program, and it really shows how behavioral health can impact return to work and stay at work. This happens to be a retail client, and they had a claim for a woman who sustained an injury to her right shoulder. As a result, she had undergone a right shoulder arthroscopy, and her claim had been referred to our strategic case management program. It had met the business rule requirements to say that it was predicted to be expensive if there was no intervention. So it was referred over to our program, and the TCM who was assigned was ensuring that the employee was compliant, progressing along fine with her physical therapy, and also that the doctor was facilitating work restrictions as appropriate. But during one of the conversations that the nurse had with the employee mentioned that she was experiencing some increased stress due to some financial issues that she was having. And this particular trigger, the increased stress from financial issues, was something that we have in place for referral to behavioral health. So the nurse recognized this and explained to the employee that we have a great resource who helps a lot of injured workers learn skills to deal with the stresses that they're facing after being involved in a work-related injury, such as what this particular employee was dealing with. The employee agreed to talk with a behavioral health specialist, and so that person reached out to her. And during their discussions, the behavioral health specialist realized that the financial concerns had been resolved and that there were no longer an issue for the employee, so that the injured employee did have a history of anxiety and depression. And the employee also stated that she was very anxious about the prospect of returning to work. So the behavioral health specialist discussed a plan for getting the support to the injured worker that she needed when considering return to work. And during the call, the employee actually committed to the behavioral health specialist that she would return to work the next day.
Well, that's pretty interesting, Andrea, and it really shows how that connection, it's still really important that we are able as humans to talk to people and have that interaction. So I guess my next question is, what's the next chapter to the story? What happened here?
So after a few days of working, the injured employee called the behavioral health specialist for some emotional support, because what had happened was she had experienced an increase in pain in her right shoulder the night before and started having an anxiety attack. She was afraid to return back to work. She was uncertain if she needed to take time off of work. But through talking with the behavioral health specialist, she realized that what had happened was really, truly based on anxiety. The pain in her shoulder was part of the anxiety. And so the behavioral health specialist discussed some strategies with her to help her cope with anxiety attacks that she might experience in the future, especially if one was to occur while she was at work. They did things like practicing breathing techniques that the employee could use to lessen her symptoms should she start experiencing anxiety again. And the behavioral health specialist really helped promote some self-care strategies to help her incorporate on an ongoing basis. Through doing these exercises with the behavioral health specialist, the employee felt more confident in her ability to go back to work again. And she was able to return within a week. She was placed on full duty, where she remained. So the behavioral health then continued to follow up with her for about another week. He reminded her of her employee's EAP program, which she could use to reach out to should she continue to experience any other issues with anxiety, and he was able to close the file. So I think this is really a great illustration of how our behavioral health program is helping injured workers within a very short amount of time get back to work and also develop a relationship of trust, one where the injured worker felt comfortable reaching out for help.
So concluding this story, Andrea, we know the employee returned to work, and you know, just curious, what's her current status and how's the ongoing results for this story?
Well, that's a great question. So she continues to remain at work full duty, and she was able to go back with the help of our telephonic case management nurse and the behavioral health specialist, and she's still working. She has a great relationship with her employer, and in review, she feels that she has been very well taken care of throughout the injury process and was very satisfied with the experience that she received from her employer and from all of the folks at Sedgwick that were able to help get her taken care of after her work-related injury.
Well, this is a great example, and I think highlights the things that this program can bring to an employer and to the worker who's trying to return to work. So that probably now has people asking, well, how do I find out more? What do I do? Who do I call? What are next steps? So where do we turn to get more information?
Well, to find out more information, you can always contact your client service director at Sedgwick. You can also go online to send an email to employeecare@sedgwick.com or call us toll-free at 800-625-6588.
Well, Andrea, thank you for being with us today on the show, and we look forward to following up again in a few months and hearing more great stories and probably even more examples of how this behavioral health is helping people return to work and be active.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'll have plenty of more examples to share. It's really a great program, and we're really seeing how it really improves the process when it comes to work-related injuries, and it makes a difference in employees' lives as well.